This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. Hog prices are much more stable now than they were a year ago. We'll have more right after this.
There are three big reasons growers choose crop hail insurance from Farm Credit Services of America. One, they trust our expertise to deliver the right coverage. Two, we work with several companies so they'll get the right product. And three, should their crops ever get hail, they'll get the right service. Get the crop hail coverage that's right for you. Call Farm Credit Services of America and see for yourself. 1-800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
After soaring to yearly highs recently, the hog prices, along with the rest of the livestock, have come back down to earth. While we would have liked to maintain those higher levels, it's important to remember that hog prices were considerably worse just a year ago. Still, Ross Baldwin of AgMarket.net said the swine market has found some support here in the past week.
The hog market's been under pressure here over the last few weeks, but it's really stabilized. July hogs have been finding support down here around their 100-day moving average. Resistance has been around their 9-day moving average, which is at 101.90. I think the hogs have sold off enough where they're finding strong support down here. And like you said, the hog market, I mean, from a fundamental perspective, it's in quite a bit better shape than it was a year ago. So I think the hog market has a good shot to start rallying back, especially if the cattle market's going to rally. I mean, the two of them are at solid prices, and they're both going to help each other out.
Baldwin said that pork cutouts have been stronger lately as well, which further builds upon the optimism for the future of the swine markets.
And one other point there on the hog market is the cutout's been firmer also. And it was firmer again this morning, and it's trading to some of the highest levels it's been at since last August, which backs into what you've been saying about the hog market feeling like it's in better shape, and it is in better shape. So I still think hogs got a good story moving forward.
This time of year is also when we see demand soar for the meats due to the Memorial Day weekend. For more information, visit agmarket.net. For the rest of this story and more, head on over to our website at iowaagnet.com, where there sign up for our free daily newsletter. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.